In a day and age where everyone seems to think that they have the truth, but many people only speak what sounds to be true, T-R-U-E, instead of the truth, T-R-U-T-H. And so how can we discern between what sounds to be true and what is the truth? First, we need to realize that each and every one of us, even Vatican II Council, had told us very clearly that there is a sensus fidelium, the sense of the faithful, that the faithful, when they come together, they cannot be lied to or be deceived. So how can we seek this truth and not be deceived by the people who seem to use the scripture or seem to use whatever that sounds so nice on the outside, but are they really genuine? Are they really intentional? And are they really preaching the gospel and the truth that comes from God or not? First, in the first rule of discernment, we are being taught that when we hear things, when we are being overwhelmed with things, when there are many things that are going on, take the time. So imagine yourself and myself holding a cup of water with sediments in it. When we first shake it, it sounds like, oh, everything is a mess. Everything is all happening at once, and I can't see clearly what's going on. So let it calm down, let things sift through, and let all the sediments reside and go down to the bottom first. Then we will see clearly. In our own time too, how can we seek the will of God or see or understand or comprehend what He's trying to tell us? First, we have to allow whatever is in front of us or around us to go down, to sip through, and to set to the bottom, so that we can truly calm ourselves and focus ourselves on God. My brothers and sisters, today in the gospel reading today, Jesus sent out the 12 and gave them authority over unclean spirit, but He made them take very little of themselves so that they know how to depend on Him and the goodness of others. So too, we are as disciples will be tested to depend on God in a very radical way and depend on each other. And if we're only using each other to feed ourselves or to glorify ourselves, then we're not true disciples of Christ. And if we're only depending on ourselves, then we're not truly disciples of Christ. My brothers and sisters, true disciples really take that radical dependency, that radical trust, so that they have the room, the space, the time, their everything for Christ. Jesus said, take no food, no sack, no money, so that we can depend on the generosity of other people and depend on Him in His divine providence. It takes a true radical poverty of heart, the spiritual poverty, so that God can become our all in all. This is how we can differentiate and discern whether if someone is genuine or not. Are they radically depending on God, or are they depending on themselves? Are they glorifying themselves? Are they full of themselves? Are they constantly speaking? Are they constantly saying, look at me, look at me, look at me? Or are they trying to let Christ speak through them in their very own life, in their own simplicity, in their own imperfection, in their own nothingness? My brothers and sisters, the second reading from St. Paul today reminds us that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. No matter what's going on, with all these sites, all these news outlets, all these things that trying to commentate what's going on in the world, in the church, well, again, go back. Everything seemed to be cloudy and we can't see the truth. Step back a little bit. Let everything settle. Let everything sift through the grace of God so that we can see things clearly. At the end of the day, nothing really matters. All these things that are being commentated and talked about, nothing really matter for our ultimate destination and salvation. For we know who we are and where we are going. Study the faith, be humble, and allow God to be our everything. My brothers and sisters, we need hope. Not just when things go right or hope on paper, but truly hope that Christ is faithful and he will not abandon us. We exist for the praise of his glory. We who have hope in Christ, knowing that we have the truth and the gospel is living in us because we have believed in him and we have been sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. So we have been taught, we have been given the truth, just like what St. Paul said. Do not be afraid. Don't let all these temporary, all the things that constantly bombard us, rob us away from loving Christ and being faithful to him. My brothers and sisters, know who you are. Know what you're called to be. Know our destination and know when to step back. Instead of listening to anyone or anything right in front of us, allow Christ to speak to us in our nothingness. So no matter what's going on, we know that we're called to preach the gospel at all time because we are his disciples and we are called to be radically dependent, trusting in him so that he is our everything.